Yeah. Cross up ready on the building. We got Big Pudge in the house.
Steph Swig in the building.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
People changing up the game, oh Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now, talking about the way the world is.
It's Car
now.
Talk with this radio, conversations about the high low. It's Big Pudge and Steph Swig, two bold brothers kicking down your door. Engaging listeners on topic, discussions to bring questions. We got real issues that need solutions. We got so many people that need deliverance. From ISO to the church doors, ain't no more keeping our eyes closed. All these elephants in the room, it's time to take time out with the broom. Instead of sweeping all these issues up under the rug, it's time we unify and penetrate what God's love. From spiritual to political, from astrology to science, from theologian to the Vatican, let's believe in things is happening. This ain't your average ordinary radio show, worldwide, blessed by the God who make the sun glow.
A show that promises to engage listeners in objective conversations and share scriptural truth that transcends one's emotions, personal opinions and preferences as a means to provide practical solutions and answers to real issues that affect real people by discussing a variety of diverse topics and provide thought-provoking answers to questions that we thought we knew the answers to. I just want to talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephants in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
We on the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
We got our own station now. Talking about the way the world is now. On the air like, here we go.
Here we go.
It ain't the same no more. People changing up the game mode. Lord, we on the air to let them know.
Let them know.
Got our own station now, talking about the way the world is now.
Welcome back to Crosstalk. It's your man, Steph Swig.
It's your boy, Big Pudge.
We got a good special show for you today. We got guests in the studio. We got Elaine Moore from my job today. We got Brandy Harmon over here. We needed a female perspective on this topic, so I didn't want us to just be talking about from a male perspective on this topic Big Pudge has. So Big Pudge, tell them what we got from today.
All right, today the question is, is it healthy to remain friends with someone you've been in relations with when you're in a new relationship, even if the relations was 10 years ago or longer?
And so Big Pudge put this on Facebook last week, and we got a lot of comments on it. And so we got a lot of different perspectives, but we want to hear from everybody's perspective in the studio, and we're going to just come up with a solution, I guess. What you got?
Well, when I put it up on social media, I got a lot of comments, and surprisingly, which I did not really know, there's a lot of women that commented and said they are still, like, really good friends with majority of their exes. And my question was how does the other half, like, feel about
that's
that?
That's a valid question.
None of them really responded to that. But it was more than I didn't expect to see that many women say I'm friends with, like, three, four, five of my exes or all of my exes, and there's no issue with it at all. So I heard some people were saying that you have to establish certain boundaries from the get-go, and if that's there, then, you know, there's no issue with it. Then you have a lot of women that was just like, no, like, they're ex for a reason. Like, why have them in your life, you know, when they're ex, you know? So it's it was a lot of different really good answers, responses.
I bet you have some crazy answers in there, too.
Yeah. well, I mean, this was one girl. I'm friends with X, and we broke up before 1995, but we remain friends. Never. She said, "Never a let's hold back up." I have no idea what she was trying to say when she said that. She was like, "Always."
I'm sorry. Repeat that again.
Never a let's hook. Oh, never a let's hook back up. That's what she's saying.
Yeah,
she's pretty
you.
Much saying they cut ties in 95 and it was never a let's hook back up. They always respect each other when they counted each other. And you know what I'm saying? And they have really been good friends since then.
Okay.
So, you know, I've had, you know, this answer reply is way too long to read. She said, this one lady says, I don't know if I'd say healthy, but there's nothing wrong with it. Till this day, I'm friends with all of my exes, some from a distance, and or still their family members. Now, this is either from a distance and, of course, respectfully. You just have to know your boundaries when either
is a new relationship. I've never backtracked.
Okay, so I guess I guess we obviously can't answer this question, but right. Of course those are ex-boyfriends or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, that's cool, but is she, how's her, like you said before, I wonder how a significant other feels about that. Like, she's got every ex-boy, it's not like she got all her exes as friends, but what does her significant other feel about that? Because in this situation, if you're in a relationship, it might be different as opposed to you just being single and having a bunch of exes.
True, true. I guess we did ask them that.
Yeah, let's ask them. Brandy?
Brandy's got some ideas.
She does.
You know she does.
What's the question? Just this main question.
The main question is,
it healthy or is it okay?
Is it healthy to remain friends with someone? I'm going to say, is it healthy and or okay
mm-hmm.
to remain friends with someone you've been in relations with when you're in a new relationship, even if the relationship was 10 years ago or longer?
It's a two part. I think it is okay to remain friends with people as long as there are boundaries, as long as time has gone by to where you literally have no feelings. Not we break up last week and then next week, you know, we're right, still trying to hang out yeah. and there's still feelings. So as long as there's no feelings involved and it's a clear cut boundaries, as long as your new person knows about it, definitely you don't hide it from your new person. But yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the individuals and mm-hmm. your relationship.
So let me ask this. What if it's a situation where, okay, you know for a fact that you and someone, you know, y'all have been friends 10 plus years, whatever y'all had was like 12 years ago, but the person you're with right now is just not with it. Like he
I was going to ask the same thing.
Because in his mind is, y'all been together, you know, and I'm going to just speak from how a man looks at it like this. You know what my woman feel like, taste like, smell like, all that. And the fact that you know all that, I don't want you around him. Like, at any point in time, you might have a relapse, a backtrack, or something. So, I don't want you to be friends with him at all. So, basically what I'm saying is, what if...
I agree. That's how men think.
Why can't women be the same way?
No, I didn't say y'all couldn't. Y'all could very much be the same way.
So, it could go both ways.
I asked my husband last night while we were asked him this subject. And, I said to him, I asked him the question, hey, do you think, you know, men and women can be friends? And we started talking about it. He knows we're talking about his ex-wife.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for real. You know, and I said, he's like, well, you know, yeah, we can. I was like, what if the woman don't feel okay with it? He's like, well, then I guess not. Because sometimes, like you said, mm-hmm. men are men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's the woman. I mean, she would find any way to kind of get back in.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I guess as his wife, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know her personality. I know how she is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I got a different vibe from her, I might be a different way. But I you know, you. When you feel someone, you know, mm-hmm. their energy, their vibe, and how they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so let me ask you this. Does he pick up on that? She might be feeling that way about him?
Probably, yeah. But okay. He said, you know, if our kids are around, you know, if we went out and meet, you know, I was like, oh, so you heard the kid without me?
So now y'all look like a family without me being here, Stacey?
I mean, I'm like, I don't think so, man. I think, like, we got to have a whole family dinner, like the new family,
exactly.
The old family. So, yeah, I was like, yeah, no. I still don't feel good with it. And I'm pretty open-minded, but this one, I'm just not down at all.
Brandy?
Everybody's looking at me. All right. what's the question?
How would you handle it? How would you feel if your significant other is not okay with you being friends with someone you have relations with and you know there's nothing? It's just a friendship.
It depends on the time. If I've been friends with you for 10-plus years in... You've seen this person has seen me go through whatever, and I've seen them go through whatever, and we have literally cut ties. I do have a friend that I'm friends with, and we've been knowing each other since we were 3 years old. We are still friends. He is now married. I went to his wedding, and there are boundaries that are put in place. There's where I backed off myself, not because I was asked to back off, but out of respect for the relationship and not to create anything,
mm-hmm.
I backed up. To say, yes, we talk when I visit in town. Hey, I'm in town. You know, hang out. If she chooses to hang out with us, that's fine. If not, you know, she's still okay with that. He tells her, hey, we're going out to lunch. you know, kid may come along. That's not really a, you know, but mm-hmm. there's nothing there. You know, okay. we know that there's nothing there. But I think if you know that someone still has some feelings or still, you know, secretly wants or just longing to be with you, then that's just not healthy to hang out with somebody. If you know yeah. that they want to be with you, why yeah. would you want to even have that drama in your life?
And right. you would know it.
Yeah.
You would know.
They give hints. They yeah, say things. You and, mm-hmm. you know, that's just, for me, that's not something that I want. Like, if we broke up, there's a reason why we broke up. Mm-hmm. And I don't really want to get back with you. If we broke up.
I got you.
We broke up.
All right. Okay. So we explained how we addressed it from with him having a spouse. But if your person that you're with don't like that, how do you talk to that person? Like if you have a boyfriend mm-hmm. and they're not feeling the fact you're friends with people you slept with 10 years ago. And y'all are still friends. How do you talk to them?
I may not be okay with the fact that you're friends with people that you slept with 10 years ago. So it's like we either both going to cut off people or we're both going to have friends. If they are truly your friend, we should all be able to hang out together. True. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If there's really nothing going on and we can be happy for that other person and the new things in your life and, you know, and it to me, it goes both ways. Okay. If I can't do this, you can't do this. We just have to make a clean break and start over. And if that's the case, then we'll just get all friends that are in relationships or couples married or things like that.
Okay.
But everyone has a past. So you can't just say, you know, this is it.
Forget your past. It's like Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't erase it.
True.
Now, I have a question because this is, I talked to a friend of mine 2 weeks ago, and the scenario she gave me is, well, I'm not going to put my opinion on it. I'm just going to ask two other women because I'm so dying to hear y'all responses on this. Okay, so my question is, how do y'all feel about any female who will only keep an ex in her life if he benefits her? Example.
Not sexually. You're talking about just...
No, not sexually.
Okay.
Benefits her, i.e. he's a mechanic. So when your car breaks down, say they're going to a mechanic, you call him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he still like you. You know, if you get an invitation, he's going to slide on in. You got another friend where, you know, you only call him once a year to do your taxes. He still like you too. You know what I'm saying? Now, you have a boyfriend, and you pretty much told your boyfriend he just got to deal with all these exes that still like you. But because they benefit your personal life, you're not letting them go because they seen you go through this. Like, she has a friend who she's been friends with since they was 14. And, you know, that's about 15, 20 years they've been friends. He is still head over heels for her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and will do anything she says if she asks for it. So, mm-hmm. You know, her boyfriend had an issue with that. You know, it's because he was in a whole other state, but she wasn't willing to let him go because, you know, he had been there for, you know, at rock bottom and all that. And his whole thing was, this man is only doing for you because he's still hoping at the end of the day he's going to be with you. So I'm asking y'all two women, how do y'all feel about
that?
Well,
Lane got a hand up over there.
I want to know what his skill is because he's going to be there in a little while. That's what I think. What kind of skill do you have?
He's going to be an expert.
Because you're going to be that person, too.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Can you cook? Yeah. Can you clean? What can you do for me? Because that's where he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's my opinion.
So basically, if let's just say... you have an ex-boyfriend that is, he. You have three ex-boyfriends and they all benefit some way or another when it comes to car, house, whatever the case may be. And your husband is not feeling that. Like, you shaking your head, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, Brandy, you know.
I want to go on this one too, but I want Brandy to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It just sounds like a user and a manipulator.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't believe in keeping people around my life to see how they can benefit me. And again, if you broke up and if they were that great, you'd still be with them.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
I don't know if I want going after that now. I thought I had something to say. When she said, I know, right?
I mean, what benefit are they really serving? Because
the benefit they're serving when it comes to her is I don't have to go to a mechanic.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that's not really a benefit. That's a user and a manipulator.
Okay. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, because in her eyes, it's a benefit, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if, you know, whoever she's with, they have to roll with it, you know, or roll out.
I'm what amazed.
What is he seeing her?
I'm
man?
Amazed.
Well, my thing is, this is why she's single now. You know what I'm saying? She's been single. She
oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm amazed by how that she's got another dude with knowing this kind of stuff. You
well,
know?
Well, I mean... my personal opinion, they don't last because they know, like, when they hear about these other men, they can tell, you know what I'm saying? A man can tell when another man is feeling his woman, just like a woman can tell when another woman is feeling her man. True. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not right. And it's not fair to anybody in the situation.
Right.
Like, the dudes are being led on. Mm-hmm. The ones that's doing the mechanic work.
Well, they ain't being led on. They know she got a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them things. Okay. They know she got a boyfriend, and they're still willing. But my thing is willing with an invitation of hoping that someday I can get, even if it's not, even if it's to get another relation back in. You know what I'm saying? And not just to hook up and chill.
Nah, it's like she ain't moved on either way. You know, especially from the boyfriend coming in, I couldn't see myself in a situation like that. Right, especially if your voice, you just got to deal with this. If I tell you how I feel about this, like, this dude like you, but you still in touch with him, you still use them.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Her thing was, well, you do them things for me then. If I'm going to let them go, then I need you to be the one to fix my car. I need you to be the one to give me money for my daycare when I need this, when I need that.
Oh, is this a real person?
It's a real person.
This is a professional single woman, ain't it? She gonna be single for a long time with that. Like, wow.
That's so.
That's.
Well, I couldn't wait to get this because I was fiending to ask another woman that question.
Yeah. Mm. Nah, that ain't right. Yeah. I'm sorry. She's in error. Yeah. I don't know your friend, but she's in error. And she
is
keep
your
on.
Friend?
No.
Okay. Okay, I thought it was your friend. My bad. No. Someone you know. Either way.
Right.
Golly.
She's in error, and she's gonna be single. A lot if she doesn't change that mindset.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Poor helpless thing.
All right, come on, let's give it another one. Give us another. That's a good one.
My nephew's only 20. As a young man, I must say that my generation mostly looks down upon that.
His generation?
What?
He only been here for what? A generation? 20?
Hey, I'm just reading what he said. Looks down upon that. But I think he might. Let me finish.
Uh-huh.
But as a mature component in this generation, I believe that once he gotten in prison, he's grown up, whatever point that may be for us, one shouldn't be so insecure about the past simply because it's the past. And in any relationship, that shouldn't be the focus. That was a real mature answer.
It is a mature answer.
It was a mature answer.
I mean, I respect him because... he recognized his generation is like real childish, real immature. Mm-hmm. So he's like, generation I come from, but when you actually grow up and realize, but you know, sometimes I guess it may take a lot of mistakes for that, I think in any, you know, situation, not just relationships, people sometimes have to find out the hard way, you know, things that they are supposed to do.
And I think we need to define friendship because people say friends, but you can still associate people. You may see people out and you may still talk to them here and there, but to me, a friend is we're still hanging out, we're still talking regularly.
That's how we're defining it in this conversation. That's how we're defining it.
We're hanging out.
Okay. Yeah, we're friends. We hang out just like regular friends. Do we call each other? We talk. We hang out, have beers, whatever. That's what a friend.
But I'm not friends with my ex-husband then.
Yeah, not someone you're just
but,
cordial
you know, we're
with.
We're cordial.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We respect each other, but yeah, I don't hang out.
Yeah, hey, it's funny y'all talking about hanging out. This one woman says, became friends with my ex, with my husband exes. They had children. We have vacationed together. They have come and helped with laying of hardwood floors, have stayed with us during hurricanes, our new grandchildren coming into the world. As God would say, rise above all the foolishness, my two cents.
I think that's an amazing answer.
I was going to say, that
too.
Is
yeah.
like...
I do, too. My response was, I love that. You know,
yeah,
that,
I think
that's,
it's dope.
That's something that is very, very rare.
And that's healthy.
And it is. It's very healthy. Because it's like y'all said, everybody is coming over. So it's one big family. It's not like, I'm about to go over to the ex-house, but you stay home. You know? So
you can't do
so
that.
It's one thing, but they're all, I mean, that's really, really rare.
Yeah,
happened
this, like a month ago, my son moved over to his dad's, my ex-husband. And so I was helping load the trailer, and we were going to drop stuff off. And my son looked at me, he's like, no, Mom, you need to stay here, you know. I was like, why? What's the big deal? And so my ex-husband, my current husband went over and, you know, unloaded boxes. And so the new wife said, he said, yeah, what do you think about the baby coming, the grandbaby? She's like, oh, that's great. He's like, yeah, we can all hang out. She's like, we are not hanging out. I do not want her in my house. I was like, and my husband was like, but we're going to be family. She's like, we're not family. He's like, well, as long as these kids are here.
Yeah.
We're family, you know, we're a family. Yeah. So her answer is amazing that they can, rise above that and, mm-hmm. you know, be there for the kids and everybody True. Else.
I mean, I think that's, I mean, it's so many different variables to that, to, I mean, to in order to answer that question, because it depends on your security level, like if your spouse might be insecure, or if you gave them reason to, that, you know, to think there might be something going on between you two, you know, it's all kinds of different variables with that. Like, you know, then you got people who got exes that, you know, some exes you probably don't want to be friends with for those reasons.
Right.
You know, because you might slip up and fall back into it, you know what I mean? So you just never know.
Right. Promise it. When the show will build and trust, build and test trust to the third degree.
It will.
Another friend of mine, a longtime friend, he was like, if y'all both have trust issues, then it don't matter.
It don't.
You know, mm-hmm. so y'all gonna have issues, period, anyway, mm-hmm. just because y'all don't trust each other. So it's I think if you have trust issues, that's going straight derail your whole relationship.
It's gonna derail you from having female friends or friends of opposite sex, period, whether you slept with them, ex girlfriends or not.
I believe that too. So wow. Did you have I see you got a whole bunch of notes down there.
These are my shout outs.
What are your thoughts?
Quiet. I've been quiet.
You've been asking questions, but nobody's heard your opinion.
I share some of my opinion. I don't have much experience in that area, so I don't really have much.
You've been married, what, 52 years?
Yeah, I got married at 19. She was 17, so I really don't have much experience with her being friends with people she slept with and me being friends with people I slept with. I can say I tried it. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work because I almost slept with him again. So that's just me.
I got you.
That was a long time ago. That was like 2 years into my marriage. But you know, it's mm-hmm. just familiar situations. True. But it's, you know, I have been friends with ex girlfriends before, but it still wasn't coming from my wife. And at the time, I just felt like, well, this is my ex? Nothing's gonna happen. And you know, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, she didn't trust me, or whatever. But lo and behold, I don't think it was necessary to trust with me that it was. It was more so the trust of the situations, mm-hmm. you know, because I was hanging out with her by myself and stuff like that. And anything could happen. Mm-hmm. Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Nothing happened with that particular ex. But, you know, deep down, I know it's a chance of that happening. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm still in cordial friendships with some of my exes now.
Right.
But none of them I've been intimate with.
Well, I only have two real close friends. One been friends with for 23 years. The other one has been 18 years. And our relationship was like, 21 years? Our relationship was, 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the other one was like 15 years ago. So since then, one is married, you know, one was married, divorced. You know, we still keep in touch every now and then. It's not even a quarterly. Like, you know, I may talk to them 3 or 4 times a year mm-hmm. or something like that. The previous relationship I was in, that person had a problem with it, you know? And I was just trying to explain to them, I'm like, you know, it's not like I talk to them all the time. I really talk to them at all. So I'm like, you know, when I do talk to them, it's over the phone. It's not even mm-hmm. a let's hook up, let's go out. And I'm even like, just to make you feel comfortable, like, when we can all go out together. Like, I can call her up, tell her and her husband, you know what I'm saying, we want to meet and this and all that other stuff, you know? It was just one of them things where she just wasn't feeling. Even when that happened, it still was a, I don't like the fact that, you know, you just said, honestly, she had the mindset of a man, you know what I'm saying? Because her comments were, they know what you feel like, and you know what I'm saying, they've been with you and stuff like that, and I don't want to be around no female that, you know what I'm saying, blase this, blase that, so.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
To me, it's a little... It's odd, you know, that somebody's been, you know, you're standing right next mm-hmm. to someone that's been intimate with your man.
I totally 100% agree. And it wasn't my thing is, I would never just be like, oh, let's all just hang out. It was me, Slick, saying, I have been friends with this person for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I do not want to let them go. And I only talk to them like 4 or 5 times a year.
Yes.
However, if it is that important to you, I am actually willing to let this person go no matter what kind of past we've had. Because in my mind, I'm saying to myself, you got trust issues. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to remain to be with me, that's going to come to a head sooner or later. And when that does, then my friend will be able to come back around. So my whole intention wasn't to be like, get rid of my friend wholeheartedly. Because my thing is, it's an incorrect spirit that's within you that caused you to distrust something that hasn't happened in over 20 years.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I understand it's the incorrect spirit. So I am willing to do what I need to do for my relationship right now until that's taken care of. Because my thing is, once you're over that, you're not going to have an issue with... Now, I'm not trying to have all of us hang out because I'm a man. And I don't want to be hanging out with no dude that's been with my woman. I'm just not going to be feeling it. I mean, we could be cool as ice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't want to hang with you, you know what I'm saying?
Because that's what you could be thinking in the back of your mind.
The whole time, man, especially if she get to giggling and lean on him one hot second. Oh, I got a whole attitude, you know? My whole demeanor done switched up. Now you're trying to figure out why, you know what I'm saying? I was bowling nicely. Now I'm slamming pinballs out of here, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things.
Had this happened to you? Because you always grab it with the street.
You know how energetic I get when I'm feeling something.
Well, let's go back to this point of why would you cut somebody off you've known for 20 years for somebody that is, you're not married to?
Well, I just say because I would cut them off for the time being. Okay, example would be I hit my friend up and let her know. Shawty and we got trust issues. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we only talk 4 or 5 times a year. So if you don't hear from me for the next 3-4 months, what would be usual? You know what I'm saying? Don't think I'm cutting you off completely and all this. So I explained to her and she just like, child, okay. You know what I'm saying? It don't. She already was like, I know you, and trust issues you don't do well with. So I'm going to see how long this going to last. Mm-hmm. You know, but she was just like, okay, at the end of the day, I never told her this, but I was never going to ultimately cut my friend off for an incorrect spirit. That's how I looked at it.
Okay.
You want me to cut my friend off for incorrect spirit? Not going to do that.
But you told her you were?
Huh?
Did you tell her you were going to?
Cut him off? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even told my friend that I'm letting you go for now. Like, so it wasn't like I was, you know, saying, like, being underhanded or something like that.
You were lying.
No, I wasn't lying.
You said you were cutting him off, but you wasn't really cutting him off.
Cutting him off as in I'm cutting you off for now.
Oh, I got you. Like, I got
still weren't married. Let's go back to that.
Okay. I understand.
This you don't even know where this is
going to
go.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I like that where you're going. So let's go now. So now if you're married... That changes it, obviously, right?
Yes, there's a huge difference.
So come
like
on
if
with it.
I'm not, I mean, I've never been married, so I can't speak from that perspective.
But speak as if you
just
are.
For
are
me, I'm not going to cut off somebody that I've known for 20 years for somebody where we haven't even gotten to the place of you've got a ring and I know that this is where I'm going to be. This is my intention to be with you. Not saying that you don't have intentions, but if there has been no commitment to say, hey, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. Why am I getting rid of friends? Because I know plenty of people that they come around, you know, after the breakup. We can't talk now that I'm in a relationship, but then we come. That's not a friendship.
It's not.
You know, I'm not a sometimey friend. I'm not around just because I'm not in a relationship. And then, you know, 2-3 years go by. Now you're going to come back. I literally haven't heard from you for 2 or 3 years. And I'm supposed to just pick back right up where we left off. Like, and then next time you get in a relationship. No, that's just not okay for me. And I'm not going to tell someone I'm going to cut off this person because of an insecurity. Because we need to deal with the insecurity. We need to deal with that issue. And if you can't get help for this insecurity, then you need to say, I'm either going to stay with you and work with you and deal with this insecurity, or I'm going to be on my own and I'm going to be with someone who is secure.
Well, yeah. Well, denial is a disease. You know, that's all I can say to that. You know,
what?
Denial is a disease. Like when you're in denial about your insecurity, how can you get somebody to see that they're insecure and got trust issues?
They don't know it.
When they don't want to admit it. Like deep down, they know they do, and because it's coming from past hurt. But they just that's an area where people want to camouflage, act like it never happened, move on with their life. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's I would say you know I did not thoroughly you know saying examine that relationship by way of the Lord. Which is why, you know what I'm saying, once my heart was in it, I was in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm in it. Now I'm going to try to figure out a way to make it to where everybody's like, my friends could care. They wasn't bothered by me saying that at all.
Because they knew you.
They
like, oh, he'd be back.
18, 20 years. So they knew who I was. So it didn't bother them at all. And it wasn't like, you know, it's like we got business going on. And then I'm telling you I can't talk to you over, you know what I'm saying, because of her or something like that. So, again, that was my reason. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying I didn't lie to her. You know what I'm saying? I actually did. See, the point was is she was the first person I ever been with that had a lot of male friends. She was still friends and she had relations with. So, which was new for me. Most time, men are the one that still are friendship with women.
Yeah.
So, I was also doing that to prove a point. That I can let go of some a female that I've had past relations with. I just want to see if you can do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, and the thing about, I was able to and she wasn't. So we got to the meat of the matter, because it's like, so really you just telling me this because you want to have your cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? But you actually couldn't do what, know what I'm saying?
She knows what she's doing with those male friends. That's why she had her insecurity. Because if...
That's right.
If I'm not willing to let go of my male friends, but you can't have your... Because it's no different from anyone else. You
it's
know
not.
How, just like men have a... You, and I'm switching subjects, sorry. But you know men, when you have a little girl... Why are men so overprotective over their daughters? Because you know exactly how you as a man think. So she knows exactly what she's doing with these other men, whether it's sexual, whether it's, you know, some kind of benefit, whether it's, you know, financial, whatever the case may be. She knows that that little small window is there. So if I'm doing this, then what is he doing? Because he's a man.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, really great point. Point. Yeah.
Women do think like dudes. There's a good amount of them that do.
Yeah.
And I believe she was one of them. I'm just saying. I mean, everything she said is very true, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, that is a woman who is a woman, but some part of her has the mindset of a man, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, awesome point.
Okay, cool. So, next question. So, what if you're with a spouse and... They picking up on those vibes that this person still like you, although y'all been friends for 20 years or whatever, nothing happened. But they picking up on the vibes that you hadn't picked up on, and then that's a new situation. And he's asking, I guess, to cut it off at that point. How do y'all handle that? Anybody?
You're married.
Come on, Elaine.
I'm married. If I'm married? Oh, gosh. That's never really... I'd be like, no, that's not possible. I'd be like, that's not possible. That's absolutely not possible. I might ask someone else to see what they see, if they see what, you know, my husband sees. If they do, I'm not going to compromise my marriage.
Yeah.
I just can't. There you go. I absolutely cannot. Mm-hmm. I can't compromise my marriage. That comes first, and sorry. And then I just, I have to cut it off. I mean, I can't do that to my husband or my spouse.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Because you're married?
Yeah, because I'm married. And I plan on staying married. So if she felt like, it just depends on the part of my relationship. Like in the beginning of the relationship when she asked me to cut people off, it was weird because I just got married and this has been my friend. So now you ask me to lose my friends because I'm married to you. Mm-hmm. She probably saw stuff in the situation that I didn't see. Mm-hmm. Now we married this long and she's seeing stuff, then yeah, I would definitely do it. Like, you know, I got so much more time invested with my wife now. Mm-hmm. It's like, dang, if you're seeing that, okay, let me examine this. I'll think about it, but it would be a hard move because it's been either way go. Even if the friend's liking you, you're not picking up on it, then to them, that's just, to you, it's just a friend.
Right.
But if it's causing an energy shift in my marriage, then I vow to my wife, you know, so either way, if she's not comfortable, then I feel like if she has an issue with it, then it becomes our issue together. Mm-hmm. And I would hope the same thing would be if I had a problem with somebody that she had been with.
Right.
You know, that's just my take. You got to invest in marriage. The marriage is the only thing you made vows to. Although you got friendships and history, this is the rest of your life you're talking about. If you really operate in the marriage as in the permanent sense, not just a convenient thing, time being. So yeah, I would definitely cut anybody off.
Right. The minute you had some problems in your marriage and you kept that person, they'd probably be going in just right at that weak point. Mm-hmm. And
no,
oh, I see
there.
There's some problems.
Yeah, you deserve
let me get
better.
Back in there.
Yeah, you deserve better.
Yep,
you know,
sure would.
You've been, you know,
yeah.
You know, for the most part, I'm gonna say, because I don't like giving the devil a lot of credit, so I'll say the Lord will test you sometimes, and then sometimes it will be the enemy trying you to throw somebody in there just to see how you're going to react to it, you know. It's always like when you're going through something, that one person who, it's always like whatever you're going through or if you're supposed to be getting something at home and you're not, or they treat you some kind of way and you're supposed to be treated this other way, it's always some kind of coincidence that a male or female pops up that is willing to give you what you're getting at home. And I always feel like it's a test from the enemy. It's I always feel like a test from God, or it's the enemy just throwing that in there, because
still a test either way.
It's a test either way. You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, you know, the enemy want to kill, steal, and destroy. So if it's a marriage, I mean, he's definitely going to try to destroy that by any means necessary. And throwing something in there, you know, which you're not getting at home, that's like the perfect thing to do. So I've learned to not, I've learned to deal with what I'm going through with myself and to talk mm-hmm. to God about it. Because I have been in those situations where I'm confiding in another woman, and now all of a sudden now you know how to do everything, you know what I'm saying, that yeah. I'm talking about what I'm not getting or just not receiving. And I'm not, you know, I'm talking about just, it could just be love, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. just kind words. I'm not doing that. Now all of a sudden now you hit me with kind words every day through text.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's one of the things where, like Brandy said, don't put yourself in that situation to where mm-hmm. You become vulnerable or you open up that door. Because if, you know, if you're not getting something, whatever it may be, and someone is actually pulling towards that, you should know that's a red flag to not go that route.
Well, I got something on that. Y'all been asking me like, yo, you ain't got nothing. So I got something now. I can talk about that. So I had a situation like that years ago. You know, it's like, you know, marriage, you go through situations. So I was going, this happened to be one of those times where I was going through a situation in my marriage. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an ex-girlfriend, but it was a girl that came close to being an ex. We never got together. We fooled around a little bit, but we never got together. Mm-hmm. Never talked to her, never really thought about her. You know, it was like we was friends, but not really friends. Like, I hear from her every year and a half or so. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. So she hits me up on Facebook one day. It's one of those things I'm sitting there feeling, like, vulnerable. So next thing, she's like, how you doing? I'm good. And she's like, send me a sexy picture. And normally, when mm-hmm. things are good, it's no issue. Like, I would cut it off right there.
Right.
But that was something that was lacking at that particular time. So, of mm-hmm. course, I send a sexy picture. Mm-hmm. And she's liking the picture. Mm-hmm. And so, those who don't know me, or...
Where she stand?
I won't be outdone. So the stakes kept on getting higher and higher. So the picture kept on getting worse and worse. And then it goes from, like, sending pictures to come over. And I had to make a choice at that. I mean, I already backslid at that point. But I had to make a choice. If I left my house that night, then there's no coming back from that.
Right.
But point being, when you're in those vulnerable situations, it's very dangerous. And that attack made me think, when you said that about the attack, it made me think about that situation. I didn't go over, you know, I did apologize to her for, like, yo, this is not me. I'm in a situation, blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to do nothing like that. And even as I was trying to push her off, I'm like, yo, I'm a minister. I shouldn't be, you know, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well... You
minister
know,
to me,
listen. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Well, we all get weak in the flesh." So I'm still trying to throw it off. Like, well, listen, you know, I'm married. You know, I'm married. And it's like, I'm like, you deserve to be with somebody that could be with you. She's like, nah, I know exactly what I want. So it's like, it's no way. I'm like, oh my God, like, come on, like, help me out, Lord, help me out. So it hit me at that point, because I did consider her a friend to that point. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, she's trying to tear up your family. She's trying to come between you and your wife, and she know who you are, what you do, and what you're about, and she's still trying to weasel away, and that's not my friend. So I had to call her, look, you're not tearing my family apart. It's over. Like, I had to, you have to understand that. So the subject is about people being friends. If they're coming at you and they know you're married and you got kids, I don't care how long your friendship been, they are no longer mm-hmm. operating as a friend in that moment. So that's what I'm saying. That's when I realized that. That was the last time I talked to her. And then even after that, she tried to throw me under the shade when she talked to my wife. Because my wife found out about it. Because I told her, being transparent. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think she was going to approach her. So my wife approached her. And then she's lying on me. Like, you need to check what Stephen did. Because he didn't tell you everything. I'm thinking, trust me, I told you everything. I told you stuff God probably thought I should have never told you about the situation. Like, I'm looking at the guy handbook, like, don't tell your wife. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Honey, I need to tell you this. I need to tell you that. Like, because I don't want nothing in the dark. Like, right, I messed up. I'm sorry.
So the handbook say don't tell you.
Yeah,
tell
I was like, yeah, I'm telling. So I always like to tell her everything about myself. That way, when people say stuff about me, they know if it ain't come from Stephen, it ain't true. Right. So you can't be adding to the situation. Like, it was already a bad situation.
Right.
That's bad.
Yeah, but it really hurt me because, like, she was a person I considered my friend, but as soon as it got like that, she tried to throw me and she threw me right on. Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But either way, so if you're in a vulnerable situation and you know you got that tendency, do not deal with your exes. Hands
down. Don't get on Facebook. Don't get on Facebook. Answer the phone.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like you just got to like, do new friends. I would say don't do none of them. Take your situation to God.
True, that's it. Hands down.
Because another human being, because my thing is, even if it's it could be another male, you know, you're talking to, but that male could have been a horrible track record when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that person, male or female, are giving you how they feel based on their relationships.
True.
And that might not be a good thing at all. They might have went through some really crappy type relationships, so they got one stereotypical mindset mm-hmm. of how a woman or a man is,
mm-hmm.
and this child, you need to leave that man, this, that. Yeah. You know, brother, like, man, get you about 4 or 5 other women, bro.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about that, you know.
And they think that's good advice.
Right. See, exactly my point. So it's like, and then if you don't have a foundation, if you don't have God in you, man, it'll be real easy to take on that advice. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, five years later, you still struggling with some shit because you done took on the wrong advice and now you really don't know what to do.
Now, I got to go back up a little bit. I hear what you're saying. I'm agreeing. Mm-hmm. That was a humbling situation, you know, because, you know, everybody, I think everybody sitting at the table, everybody that I talked to is like, it's always we'll say what we will do and what we won't do in a situation. Mm-hmm. And I said that prior to that situation, but given the right moment, had it been a half second later, a half second earlier, it would have never got that far. But it's just a particular moment. Something was said, you know, to me, and it's like, I'm all in my feelings. And then it's kind of like, well, okay, you know, you fall for it. But like, so you always have to be careful, be humble, and understand that anybody can fall at any given time. Mm-hmm. You know, I pride myself on being a faithful husband. But that moment, and I despise unfaithful husbands, but at that moment, mm-hmm. it didn't seem like the right thing to do, but it's like I was falling and I needed help. Mm-hmm. Like, but you always can end up in situations you never thought you would be in. So just, you know, just always think about that. Like, it can get real that quick.
Right.
So that's never been an issue before. Yeah. Never.
Right.
And you have to be mindful of your conversations. Like, if you're going to, you know, remain cordial or stay friends with someone, that's where the boundaries come from. That's where the conversation, like, what are we talking about? Why are we, I don't even think that you should be talking about bad times, me personally. And that's so you won't have that slip up and that vulnerability mm-hmm. come in because, oh, we're both hurting.
Yeah.
We both are familiar with each other, so let's go ahead and do this and we can
feel better.
Yeah. That's so easy to fall into though.
It is.
So easy to fall into it.
But it's just kinda like, you know, you have to be able to see. I had a previously, like years ago, relationship person, you know, knew I was in a relationship and was like, oh yeah, well, you know, I, you know, wanna be your boo. Well, you see I'm with this person, so why would you even say something? Like, that's just, to me, you never were my friend.
That's what I'm saying.
You all the way have been just sitting back and waiting, and now you see,
you was plotting for me from day one. You start off as a friend, but I got ulterior motives.
Exactly.
So, cut that person off, and, you know, told the person, like, I don't want you to say, you know, this person is not coming around, why I'm not talking to this person anymore, because that's not a friendship.
It's not.
Okay, yeah.
that's a situation waiting to happen.
Yeah, and that that wasn't a previous. You know, we had never done anything.
Yeah.
But it's still that's still somebody preying on your situation and allowing people to come.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask, this is a universal question. So, is it okay? Okay, no matter if the relationship is new or old, you're married or just booze, you're in a relationship and you have a friend that you were in relations with. But the way y'all met was from cheating. 5 years, 6 years down the line, cheating. Meaning?
I'm trying to follow.
Okay, right. Follow. Example, okay.
Who was cheating?
You got a boo. Mm-hmm. And you cheated on your boo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that relationship dissolved. Your boo found out, broke up with you. Mm-hmm. The person you cheated on, y'all are not messing around anymore, but y'all became friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because that's happened. I know.
When you say friends, you just talking about friends?
Just friends.
Okay.
Like y'all did y'all little thing or whatnot. Y'all both helped destroy each other's relationships. Y'all tried not. Y'all just pretty much said, we don't need to be together, but y'all are really good friends. 5 years down the line, you're in a new relationship, and your present husband, wife, they have a whole issue with that. Now, y'all have no relations whatsoever. It's been a straight-up friendship for the past 5 years. Ain't nothing. But he and she is like, you trying to tell me you friends with somebody who you done cheated on, and he or she has an entire issue with that. How do y'all handle that?
Do you
remain friends?
Ain't no conversation with me. Like, yo, that's over.
No, I'm saying I don't even.
Ain't no conversation.
No.
If y'all ruin each other's relationships, y'all need to be together. How did y'all decide we not gonna be together when y'all ruined each other's lives, right?
The two people I'm talking about. They decided not to be together because they couldn't trust each other.
Of course.
But the whole point is they made a conscious decision. Like, look, I cheated, you cheated. Let's not even try to make this work because we ain't going to trust each other. So they decided to become really good friends. And
cheat on somebody.
But the thing about it is every time they get into a relationship with someone else, mm-hmm. that's why they don't make it. Because the other boo, male or female, it's just like, I can't get with the fact that this is your friend is someone you cheated on somebody with.
Yeah.
And I don't care that it's been 5 years and y'all ain't had no relationship. Y'all talk twice a year, nothing like that.
Because y'all didn't have respect for your current relationship at the time. Neither one had respect for each other's relationship. So no, I'm not cool with that.
Right.
No. Not cool with it. No.
I already answered. I don't see how you even can have a friendship from them.
They're a match made in heaven. They that's why I said y'all together, just, you know, kind of.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They need to be together. After a while, the opposite is going to lead them right back to each other.
Yeah. There's nobody else that wants to be with them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that just popped up when we was talking about that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because I'm like, wow, I didn't ask that one, but I know two people that's like that.
What's their names?
I'm not. That girl that has the mechanic boy, the cook boy. That's her.
Oh my goodness!
You got any more crazy responses or interesting ones you can share with us?
I was just overall shocked that a lot of women are still friends with their exes, and a lot of them went into like specific detail how long they've been friends with their exes and their new spouses don't have issues with it and stuff like that. It just kind of amazed me because I assume majority of women would be like, no. Yeah. It's right. Extremely unhealthy and this is that. So, you know, my question was, how many of y'all women married now or got a man? Because if y'all friends with all these exes and y'all...
That's what I'm talking about.
Then if you do have a man, is he new? Because the last one couldn't deal with all them exes?
Yeah.
Or is he just a cut from a whole different cloth where he completely cool with that? Because me personally, it really has to depend on the relationship. Like it truly, like y'all say, we have to be able to all go out together. Now.
But you already said you ain't going out playing bowling.
Now, if it's one of the things like what Brandy was saying, you know, y'all, we've been friends since kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? We had relations way back then, high school.
Yeah.
30-something, 20-something years later, you know what I'm saying? We still friends. Like, I am going to want that one introduction of us going out together. I never have to see brother again after that, you know?
Try to fill him out?
Yeah, right. Try to fill him out. And, but most importantly, so he can know who I am.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get it.
Like, okay, I'm going to give you an example.
All right.
The pool guy.
Yes, what they already had this conversation. Because
the conversation is the pool guy.
Who's the pool guy?
So the pool guy had a crush on Brandy, right?
You know. Okay, what I'm for those who don't know, can we say it now?
Go ahead.
Big Pudge and Brandy Harmon here are in a relationship.
Yes,
together.
We are. Yep.
So that's why it's getting heated right now.
Let me tell you about the pool guy.
Okay, say about the pool guy.
So the pool guy, you know what I'm saying, got a crush on Brandy. You know what I'm saying? So
why did I even tell him?
Yes, why did you tell
him? Because it's good.
Because the man, the whole alpha in me came all the way out, and I was waiting for dude to show up at her spot. Because he thought that she was going to be home, so what she didn't know is I straight came to her crib, dropped all the way down to my boxers and my tank top, waiting for him to show up so I can go outside and greet him.
Marking your territory.
Marking my territory, just like a lion does. You don't know, we're not going to edit this at all.
No, we're not editing that out. This is great. This is transparency. We are transparent on this show.
So the whole point is it's a fill-out thing. Like you know, she had, he already knew she wasn't available, but he's a man.
Now he visualizes how unavailable
and
she 20, is.
Right. And my thing is, right. That's probably what he's probably saying, you know, so one dose of meat, she become very available. You know what I'm saying? And not trying to be funny, you know what I'm saying? This woman off chain, she beautiful. Yeah. So I get it. I ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? So I told her, I was like, because she didn't know. I said, and had he showed up, I would have kindly walked outside, you know what I'm saying, with my tank top on, you know what I'm saying? Let him see the biceps, the muscles, you know what I'm saying? All the way. And I said, yeah, I don't stay here, but I would have purposely came out with my boxers on just so he'll know I'm here daily, bruh. You know what I'm saying? On the regular, all the way
comfortable. I am present.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I would have stood next to him, you know, yeah, man, what you doing, man? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know she checked out my lady. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know she beautiful, bro. All that. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just marking my territory, letting it be known.
Giving a firm handshake.
Yeah, the firm handshake, trying to break the hand. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And after that, you know what I'm saying? I slick to let you know you have been warned. So if you come off, you know what I'm saying, in another type of light, it's probably going to get a little physical. You know what I'm saying?
I completely respect
that.
Because
I'm like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Now my woman beautiful, so I ain't mad.
And that's how we think. That's how we operate. That's how I operate.
I'm saying,
I've done that.
Raphael, the poor boy, loves me.
Yeah.
But he knows
that. There was nothing else. I didn't say, you know.
That's all you had to say.
Either way, you told him. It's totally different when it got to him. It's totally different.
And you feel me, Steph?
Yeah, I feel you.
Right.
I've been there.
Why did I even say anything if it was going to go to
him? We did, right?
What'd you say to him? The guy's checking me out.
I just said, oh, pool guy has a crush on me.
That's all you need to say.
All I said.
Enough said.
So you heard pool guy. So what'd you hear? Pool guy's trying to hit it?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Because come on, man. Yeah. Pool guy is trying to hit it. Whether he's trying to be in a relationship and hit it, or hit it and quit it. Yeah. He's trying to hit it.
That's how we think. But the thing is, we're not far off with that, though. That happens a lot.
It does.
Despite whether y'all pick up on that, we do.
He said we do.
We have to check this for that. We know who's trying to get at him.
And that goes back to your man, and you know how other men think.
That's right.
How you think.
Of course.
Because y'all know how women think. Y'all know if a woman is skinning and grinning in front of my face too long.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all already know what the deal is. And I might be, she has told me so many times. You just be skinning and grinning. Too daggone much. See? Yes. Session of the day. You was crying too much. See what I'm talking about?
Feel you.
So if I'm over there cheesing and like I normally do, next thing I know, she's standing next to me. She was right across the other
room. So you're a little bit more subtle. There's no boxes and white beaters for you.
No.
A little bit more subtle.
You just walk by and you're like, hey, honey.
Yeah, that's what she do. She walk by and smile like, tell me, I'm doing too much of that.
Like, cut it out.
Yeah, cut that out.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. He didn't threaten
it. I'm talking to him. I'm not talking to a third.
Oh, see, when you're a man, you approach the man.
Yeah, you do.
You approach the man. Because my thing is, in a situation like that, I'm not going to step to the brother first. I'm going to come to you to see how you going. I'm going to watch from afar to see how you handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you've done your part handling it,
yeah,
and
we
he
present.
Still come, then we present.
Yes.
But if you don't handle it correctly, we got a whole issue. You know what I'm saying? We live in the party early, the dinner early, or whatever the case may be.
See, this is pissing me off already. I feel it raising up. I'm about to go up on the pool, man. I'm already pissed off. Like, I know that feeling, man.
It is. You know what I'm saying? And you know,
God made
sure I never saw the pool guy.
Or was it Brandy?
Yes.
Huh? Or was it Brandy that made sure you never saw the pool?
I don't know. She didn't tell me that. All I know is the next day the pool was filled, it was fixed, folks ready to swim, and he's no longer there.
Look at her.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
You want to add anything to that?
No, but I had a scripture that I was going to read once we finished.
Oh, let's go ahead with the scripture. You had to go to the Bible.
Right.
Oh, no. We're rolling us back in. Let's bring it back in. All right. No, it was going back to our topic.
Okay.
Philippians 3:13-14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
So let go of the past and move forward with your present. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's actually good.
That's perfect.
It is.
Yeah. Because the relationships that some people are holding on to a past relationship. Some really are friendships and some are secretly just still holding on to those feelings. I can't have you, but at least I can still be near you.
Yeah,
I can still talk
that's
to
very
you.
Dangerous.
Oh,
that's
waiting for opportunity. Like I said earlier, waiting for an open invitation or opportunity for something. Really waiting for a vulnerable moment where they feel like they can slide in right quick, however way they can. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true.
That's true. That's true.
Excellent.
Great scripture.
No, thanks.
Anything else? You got anything else on that?
Nah, we just need to go and give our shouts. Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we can go and give our shout outs.
Oh, man.
I'm curious. You got something?
Yeah, I do. I want an Uber story. Can you give us an Uber story?
I can give you the one I had earlier today.
Give us an Uber story. For those who don't know, Big Pudge, he drives for Uber, so he always has interesting things happen while he's driving Uber. So it's a thing our fans like. So we get an Uber story every now and then.
I work for Uber and Lyft. And, you know, I had a dude get in the car today, picked him up from the W. You know, W is a real fancy hotel downtown Atlanta. Really, really nice, you know. And he had the celebrity status attitude. You know, he spent 5 minutes just to come out the hotel, wanted to talk a little bit to everybody before he left like he's a superstar or something. Mm-hmm. Gets in the car and does this. Oh, you got some air? Can you roll up these windows? And I'm like, WTF? Did this man just come in here coughing up a lung and ask me to roll all the windows up? So, you know, I try to give my customers everything they want. So I roll up all the windows, turn the air on, except for my window.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're coughing, dude. All your germs are getting... Now you want all the germs to stay inside the car? Not happening. Mm. So we get like halfway to where we're going. He's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to turn left because I'm going to go to Starbucks. Like, we have a lot of people who just really feel like... when you pick them up, you're a chauffeur. And they totally forget it's a ride-share experience, which means I'm sharing my ride to get paid. I can put you out at any time I want. I don't have to do anything you ask me to do because you're actually sharing my ride mm-hmm. to get where you need to go, and I'm getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. So for those who didn't know, that's what ride-share means, people. You know what I'm saying? So he had a little attitude because I want to roll my window up. So he's like, oh, my God, that air coming in here is just really bothering me. I said, sir, I normally don't do this, but I am going to say this. You have two options. Either we keep it like this where I keep my window down, or every time you cough, I'm going to spray this whole car with disinfectant. So you have an option. You know what I'm saying? I said, because you sound like you're coughing up a lung, and I don't know if you know, but AC just don't kill all germs. Like, it's going to be circulating in my vehicle.
Yeah.
He was like, well, that was very rude. I said, He said that was very rude. I said,
did he cough?
I said, now, do you feel that was rude? I said, because I like my health. And whatever you got in my backseat, I don't want it. So we can end this ride before I pull off at the W. Or you can go ahead and roll with whatever it is. And his friend was just like, whatever. Can we just go ahead and get this ride over with? And I was like, ma'am, we absolutely can. You know, and he was just like, I've just never experienced this. I said, sir, you ain't going far. So this ain't nothing but a $6-7 ride. So you can make your executive decision right now. I'll make it for you.
Golly.
I said, I've never acted like this to a customer before, but I said, it's too early in the morning to be dealing with jockstrap dudes like you right now.
You said that?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Because they had already made me go to Starbucks and sit for 20 minutes so they could get their bagels and their coffee. So I was already living at the point of you wanting the windows roll back up. Like, so I meet anal customers all the time, and it never bothers me because I'm like, I only have to be with you for this short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can deal with your analism, but that early in the morning, and you coughing up a lung, I didn't have the patience for that. So he stayed for the whole ride. You know, I was taking him to Lenox, and, you know, he actually was like, thank you very, very much, you know, for the ride and all that, which I was shocked, you know, that he actually said that. And I think when they went to Starbucks, I think his friend had a little powwow with him. Because when they was getting back in the car, she was like, you are very, very spoiled. And you need to understand that people don't automatically think you're royalty like you think you're royalty.
She told him that?
Yeah, she told him.
Wow.
And she was just like, I think the first step to open up your eyes is this here Uber driver.
Look at you.
And all I did was toot the horn when she was driving.
That's a great story.
That's Uber. That was just this morning.
That's not the way to wake up.
No, it's not. No, it's not with germs all
the
time.
Was he somebody? Or he just thought he was somebody?
I think he thought he was somebody. You could tell by the conversation, this family had money. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You know, he was used to being weighed on hand and foot, so he figured everywhere. But it's a lot of people that's like that. I meet them all the time.
Really?
But they don't bother me because I'm not going to be spending that much time with you.
Right.
So your analism doesn't bother me at all. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It was too early for that. It was just way too early. That's all it was.
Wow, that's crazy. It's always an interesting Uber. So I say, I'm glad we pulled that one out. That's
a good
story.
I forgot about the Uber stories.
All right, so we got to get to our shout-outs. We got to close up the show. So real quick, shout-outs to the countries that are tuned in on our last few episodes.
Tokyo still number one.
Hold on, let me get to the countries first. Japan done tuned in.
All right.
Germany's still with us.
All right.
The Netherlands is rocking with us. Those are the countries other than the U.S. that's tuned into.
Okay.
So, of course, Tokyo is still our number one. They're the first ones to tune in. Every time I look on the website, Tokyo is the first one up. Every single episode.
That is just to email us, please. Like,
yeah, we become fans of you, Tokyo, right, like big time.
Like, we'll find a way to do an over-the-phone or internet interview or something.
Yeah. So hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com. Anyway, so shout out to Tokyo. Stone Mountain still with us.
Okay.
Forest Park, Georgia still with us. Medina, Georgia still with us.
All right.
Man, we got Pittsfield, Massachusetts with us.
That's new.
Yeah, that's new.
Okay.
We got Millsville, Georgia still rocking with us.
Okay.
Morrow, Georgia. Clayton County still representing.
All right.
Flagstaff, Arizona tuned in.
Okay, that's new.
I don't know anybody in Flagstaff. That's new. Fort Worth, Texas tuned in.
That's new.
It's very new.
That's new in Fort Worth.
We got Tacoma, Washington tuned in twice already.
Okay.
Gray, Georgia. Gotta give a shout out. I didn't mention Gray, Georgia last time.
I got mama state,
like I said, some of the cities don't show up. These are the top cities that have the most listeners, but Gray, Georgia tunes in every week. That's my mom. So appreciate you, mom, for tuning in.
Right.
You know, it's a city in Florida I never heard of. It's called, I think it's Hialeah. H-I-L-E-A-H, Florida.
Hialeah.
Yeah, that's it. Shout out to Hialeah. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, Florida.
Yes, yes.
That's all our shout outs for the week, man. So thank y'all consistently for
Camden. Oh, I'm from Camden. Can't nobody from Camden tuned in.
So Camden, we need to see you.
My peoples have migrated to Philly. So anytime Philly tune in, it's most likely my people. So,
I got you. So Philly's on tune in, so shout out to useless people.
Right.
I'm waiting for Connecticut to show up.
Yeah, that's your hometown.
I know, I'm upset. Like it's a small town. I mean, it's a small state, but come on, people, represent. I know y'all watching. I know y'all listening.
Right.
So I need to see y'all listening more. But anyway, thank y'all for everyone who's ever tuned in. Thank you for Tokyo consistently being number one for like the past what, 10
since
shows?
Since we started, right.
I think they came in like on a second show.
Yeah.
Drop their name or comment under Crosstalk on Facebook.
Definitely.
Yes,
anybody,
do
matter of fact.
Please
anybody. So thank you, everybody that's tuned in, shared our page, shared our podcast. So all the love you shows, all the praise you send up on our behalf. Thank you for everybody who's commented on the weird posts we put out there every now and then. I got you. Thank you. Thank you so much. If you have any suggestions, any topics you want to hear from us, anything you want to ask us, anything we said you wasn't feeling, you we need correction on, anything, hit us up, crosstalkpodcast@gmail.com, or feel free to hit us up on Facebook, Crosstalk with a K. Thank you so much, Elaine Moore, for stopping in and hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy Harmon, for coming in and getting louder as we hit those nerves. You can tell she got amped up.
She got
loud,
right. You can tell her excitement kicked in.
Thank you to the pool boy.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all for coming in. Thank you, podcast listeners. I'm Steph Swig.
I'm Big Pudge.
This is Crosstalk
Radio.
Peace.